The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You ready to give some advice?
Yes.
Always.
1-800-947-3979. All right, people need advice. Listen to this. This sounds like a humble brag in the form of a plea for help.
Okay.
My family and I have just decided to relocate from a West Coast city to a less expensive but lovely college town a ways inland. My mother-in-law lives with us, and for reasons I can't explain, our relationship has always been bad. For some reason, she insists on taking things I say wrongly and seeing my compliments for doing something nice for her grandchildren or going birding, for instance, as, quote, solicitous, her what? Word. I don't even know, like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
We've lived together for 3 years, and she doesn't want to do it anymore. So since we're selling our house in a high-cost city and moving to a low-cost one, I bought her a house 4 blocks away from where we will live. This is a real humble brag. Like, yeah, well, I've got so much money now with moving from this expensive city where I was fine.
Yep.
So now we're buying my mother-in-law a house so she can live 4 blocks away from us. I bought her a house 4 blocks away where she'll live. It's lovely, newly renovated old home. She declined. She plans to rent a duplex further away. She has virtually no financial security, so paying rent will be a big problem for her. I thought it would be a way of showing my care and love for her, but her refusal is a slap in my face to me and my child. And I don't know. What about your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it her mom?
Yeah. What's happening?
It's a slap in the face to me and my wife and I, or me and my child. And I don't know how I can even go on trying.
Okay, well, don't.
I want to cut off all contact.
No, you don't.
My
you
otherwise
love this.
Lovely spouse thinks that my kindness is wrongheaded and defends her mom's position. It changes how I feel about both. And frankly, being in this family at all.
I mean,
talk me down.
Maybe you're a controlling butthole.
Kind of sounds like it.
I mean, so she doesn't. You want desperately to throw money at her, and she doesn't want it. And you. Now, most people would be just the opposite. It would be like, okay, cool. Mother-in-law, I mean, she's bad with money, but knock yourself out.
Yeah, she's an adult.
Right?
I mean, why are you so controlling about this whole thing?
And if you're in the mother-in-law's position, it's hard not to feel like you've got a number over your head because somebody has gifted you a house.
This seems like someone who would hold it over her head.
Yeah, they keep it in their back pocket to say, well, I bought you a house.
Yeah.
It just seems like there's something else there. And I think she's probably being protective of that.
Yeah, if she's saying that, you know, you do things and she takes it wrongly, but also other people say the same thing, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
And she also had no input, like no input into like what house she was going to live in. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's super strange. That's a big deal.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let her rent a duplex if that's what she wants to do.
Right?
Yeah. And farther away? I mean, the meddling mother-in-law would be the one who said, no thanks, I'll take this one closer.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or I'll live in your basement or, you know, your master bedroom. But if she's wanting to move farther, well, that should be a sign for you right there.
Also, you bought her a house without even, I mean, it's a nice gesture, but why did you have to do it without telling her about
it? Yeah.
Yeah. And again.
Just pay her rent then.
Like, yeah. I mean, why don't you follow the lead of your wife on this? It's her mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she wants to go broke renting a duplex, whatever. She's a grown-up.
The idea that you would think, I don't know if I want to be in this family, is so insulting to your wife.
Yeah.
That because your mother-in-law won't accept the house you bought her without telling her. I would be pissed if I was that wife. I'd be like, you want to get out of the family because of this? You're closer than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a baby.
Yeah, the world is against you on this
one. That butthole didn't buy her a house. Him and his wife bought her a house. That's proof that he's an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, well, it's all about him. That whole thing is all about him.
If you need some advice, 1-800-947-3979, you can call or text it in. This one. For spring break, my 16-year-old son, Caden, went on a multi-day class trip with an emphasis on swimming and water parks.
Okay, great.
Yay.
Caden is on the autism spectrum. You can see what happened there. Okay. And despite being a brilliant student, he's always struggled socially.
Okay.
But he had been looking forward to this trip immensely, and as a single mom, I sacrificed to ensure he could go and have a great time.
Okay.
I even bought him a GoPro so he could record his adventures. Okay.
Yeah.
On the first day when they reached the very first swimming destination, girls objected to Caden using his GoPro, claiming they didn't want to be filmed in their swimsuits.
Oh, he was taking creep shots.
I mean, he might have been. Added pressure until finally the chaperones got involved and confiscated the GoPro.
Okay.
But according to Caden, two popular boys also wore GoPros for pretty much the entire trip.
Well, they're popular. They get to do whatever they want.
I mean, this is the way this goes. It doesn't really matter if he's on a spectrum or not. I mean, the popular kids get to do whatever they want.
Yeah, get in the roofie club or get out. That's your choice.
You know, I mean, GoPros had been a thing when I was in high school. I probably would have used them for creep shots, too.
Well, you wouldn't have been allowed.
Because I wouldn't have been dating the hottest girls.
You wouldn't have been allowed.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have been allowed.
It is very honest of you to say that, because we all would.
Yeah, of course.
Every child is a pervert.
When you're in high school,
every child and junior is a pervert.
Junior high and high school boys are perverts.
Yeah, and the popular ones, they got to take videos of them slamming hot girls.
Yeah.
What?
And I was called dirty.
It says, when I went to the school to retrieve the GoPro, the teacher in charge would not confirm or deny this, but said in any case it wasn't a problem because no one objected to these other boys using them. Okay, well, that is a problem. You can't pick and choose. If it's not okay for one, it can't be okay for others. I've been discriminated against myself. Oh, it sounds like someone's projecting. And it breaks my heart to see my son being treated differently.
Well, yeah.
Can't get over the feeling like the school system should refund me the cost of the GoPro since he didn't get to use it for its purpose. And preferably also pay some compensation for his disappointment and suffering. What?
Well, if this is such an issue, I mean, chaperone then. Or something. I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty awesome that, you know, he's on the spectrum. He went on this trip and had a good time and everything else. Just because you didn't get to take videos. I mean, until 15 or 20 years ago, that wouldn't have been an option anyway. No one was running around with the giant video cameras when we did everything.
You saying to make him feel better, you should say, back in my day?
Yeah, absolutely.
You tried to sneak that one in there with different verbiage, but we
absolutely
all heard it.
Absolutely.
We had to wait to see videos that other people had taken of private parts.
And hope there'd be girls in bikinis.
Exactly. But she should be happy that he got to go on the experience. I mean, that's the whole making the memories is what matters, not having a GoPro or not having a GoPro.
Now, you wouldn't be pissed, though, if other kids were allowed to do it and yours wasn't?
It's a pretty bad look. Like,
I would.
On their behalf.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd wonder if my kid was being a creep.
Yeah. Is my kid the school pervert?
Might have to have a little talk with him, like, hey, maybe you're not being a creep, but if you are, let's tone down.
Yeah, let's see what's up. Let's see how far you got into this video before they shut you down. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, why is that GoPro attached to a stick with a mirror on it?
Yeah. Right?
Where is it going?
Is that upside down?
This text. Guys, I don't know why this woman's freaking out. Everybody knows here in America, if you're hot, you can be creepy.
Yeah.
If you're not, you cannot.
That's how it goes.
Well, that's kind of the way it is,
Yeah.
This text. F this. Tell the kid to stop being such a pervert.
I mean, maybe.
Who knows?
We live in a world of entitled crybabies.
But also, according to that, it was the girl's boyfriends who were videotaping. It's different when it's a guy who's not dating the girl versus the guy who is dating the
girl. Yeah, if you want to take creep videos of a girl, date her.
Yeah.
This is great advice.
Exactly. But that's true. You can do things like that when you're in a relationship.
Nope.
It's different.
You can't take creepy videos of the person you're dating just because you're dating.
The girls said it was okay. They're like, you guys, it's they didn't care that their boyfriends had video cameras.
Can you see Hot Wings saying to some woman he's dating, well, you know, 20 years ago, I wouldn't have been allowed to take videos of you, but only because the technology didn't exist. Now you just have to lay back and take it, toots.
No, that is not what I said at all. And the point is,
Look how Kelly's looking at you. If you're
with somebody and you go, hey, Kelly, do you have a problem? We're dating. Do you have a problem with me taking videos of things we're doing? And you say, no, fine. But you might have a problem with Freebeer because he's a creep who wears glasses.
That is true.
Why did that happen to me? I was on the right side of history this whole damn time.
No, you weren't. This is how you twist things, and I'll twist it right back
Rachel, what do you think with your glasses, you creep?
Am I also a creep who
no,
wears glasses?
No, no, you're
What's
a girl.
Happening?
You might be.
I don't know. Girls with glasses are endearing.
Okay, I'll take it. But, you know.
Thanks for the defense. Yeah, you really jumped to my side. You were diffused by a weird compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah, well, Alex makes some good points. Yeah. He's not a creep anymore.
But back to this kid. He was making people feel uncomfortable with the videos he was taking.
We don't know that.
Well, he was. They said we feel uncomfortable with you taking our videos.
We know that.
Like, no matter what.
I'll bet the mother is way more bothered by this than the kid. Sorry, I interrupted you twice.
Probably. I don't know. But, they should have, like, told him, don't do this. Take videos of other things or yourself. Or if they had checked the camera and there was weird videos on it, I don't know. You get it. Not everybody has to have their cameras taken away if one person is taking perverted videos.
Right.
This text from Wyoming. Early, what did you learn? Hot Wing says it's okay for toilet cameras if you've been dating more than a month.
Well, that is absolutely not what I said in any way.
That's why girls shouldn't deny pooping.
Say that.
Oh, it's just like chasing Bigfoot? Tell me flower petals fly out of there. I'll believe you, and I'm going to prove it with my own video.
Only one way to find out.
Rachel.
What? Where am I? What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
What time is it? It's so early for this.
Yeah.
All of you are creepy. That's what I'm getting at right now.
What? Watch your mouth.
I will not.
Sitting in there with a plastic lizard on your microphones
telling us we're weird. That's endearing, according to Hot Wings.
I didn't say anything about the lizard.
Yeah.
Dang it. I'm really trying to work my way into a corner.
Kelly, how
here.
You like that? Your gal power there just told you you're a creep.
I am a creep. Mm. Yeah, we're both creeps. People that don't know I'm filming them before. Kelly's reading a book that has smut in it.
Only
Freebeer.
One person brought a smut book to work.
Oh, yeah.
And I get sent these books. People know.
Yeah,
I'm a creep. I'm a creepy pervert.
You read porno.
It's not if women are creeps, though. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of I'm double kidding. Standard is that?
Again, it depends on how attractive they are.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Kelly's
we
a weirdo
all
pervert.
Know that.
I'm a triple threat.
Yeah.
That's why teachers
You're
who are,
a threat.
That's why teachers who are hot are able to, like, molest and
students.
Get away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how
and
they get
actually,
on probation.
There was that one that actually said to the judge, I can't go to prison. I'm too hot. And the judge went, "Man, you're right.
You are right.
You're right.
Look it up.
I mean, you'll
have
a tough time there.
That's a real thing that
it
happened.
It really worked.
Uh-huh.
Like that kid who said, I'm too rich. I don't know right from wrong. All right, you're fine.
Yep.
Sure, you killed those people. Whatever.
But that's a good defense.
It's the best thing you can teach your kids is that if they are not attractive, they should not do creepy things.
It's an early what did we learn in life.
It really is.
I learned that from G.I. Joe, with the more you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn
knowing
the hard
is half
way.
The battle.
It is.
What if I did learn it from the G.I. Joe cartoon, but the school counselor brought me into a small room and said, I need you to watch this. Only me. Thanks, Mr. Shaw.
Wow.
You're creepy.
Cobra Commander looks like a creep, and he's telling me I'm a creep. Oh, man.
Looks like a blue penis with eyes.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.